This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's NCC PM rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides, more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Education Ministry and Tribal Affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. The Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will come to force in Uttarakhand from today, making it the first state to implement such a law. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all preparations, including rule approval and official training, are complete. UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Mr. Dhami said, under the UCC, an attempt has been made to bring uniformity in all laws related to personal civil matters that discriminate on the basis of caste, religion and gender. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, except the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion. It makes registration of all marriages and live-in relationships mandatory. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to participate in the Mahakumbh. Mr. Shah will also take a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Home Minister is expected to meet several saints, including Shankaracharya Puri and Shankaracharya Dwarka. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has become a significant platform for promoting women's empowerment through various initiatives and events. Our correspondent reports that several organizations and NGOs have provided platform to women to showcase their products. Under the motto of women empowerment, several pavilions have been set up to advocate women's rights. National Commission for Women has set up a pavilion to create awareness about the laws protecting women's rights. Women from local and rural areas have set up stalls in the Mahakumbh to sell traditional handicrafts, textiles and organic products. The platform is also empowering women by providing opportunities for economic independence and self-reliance. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort for the empowerment and prosperity of farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi. In Kerala, four persons, including two women, drowned after they were swept away by strong waves of Thikkori Beach in Kozhikode last evening. The mishap took place when five persons, a part of a group from Kalpetta in Wayanad district, ventured into the sea. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense fog conditions during early morning hours over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 to 3 days. In women's hockey, India League, HIL, Odisha Warriors lifted the inaugural edition title after they registered a hard-fought 2-1 victory over JSW Surma Hockey Club in the final at Ranchi yesterday. Rutuja Datso Pisal was named player of the match for her two crucial goals. And that's the end of this news bulletin.